This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers. And now, the Rise Guys morning show continues on 93.3.
The Planet.
I do have to just say something so people don't think they're on the wrong station. But it's Fatboy Rejoin Week. Here's the question. Since we kind of veered around a little bit with the Rejoin Weeks, rejoins in radio terms is that thing where it's the songs that It's the songs that bring you back into the conversation. And much like P1, we like to share the insider information terminology with you.
Yeah.
Like nobody talked about P1s or TSL, Nine's TSL question of the day, time spent listening. Why should we hide these things from you?
Got to protect the business.
Well, bullcrap. We need to open it up. So Rejoin Week. Paige, do you want to do it next week?
Sure.
Paige Rejoin Week then.
Oh, yeah. She picks all the songs next week. That'd be fun.
You have to sing them all, though.
Oh, that's even better. Can't wait.
All right. It's Friday. TGIFOF. Thank God it's the FOF line. 864-241-4318. That's our voicemail, Jimmy.
Yes, it is. That's the number to call if you want to leave a message because you're angry at anything, anyone, any situation.
Yeah. Again, it's better to scream through a phone and into a voicemail than getting out of your car or going into the boss's office and losing your job or whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
864-241-4318. It's the FOF line.
Rise, guys. I got show number for the fuck off Friday. Pick up and dial.
8-6-4-2-4-1-4-3-1-8-8-2-4-1-4-3-1-8-8-2-4-1-4-3-1-8-8-2-4-1-4-3-1-8-8. It's FOF Friday. Or it's F. It's F. It's not FOF Friday. It's F off Friday.
Mm-hmm.
The FOF line.
TGIFOF.
Yeah. Who do you want to tell to F off? That's what we should do each week before we start at each person. Anybody got anybody in mind? Or maybe next Friday we begin that.
Yeah.
Well, it's somebody we want to tell to F off on a Friday, or an individual, or an object, or something like that.
Well, if you don't have anybody, you don't have to, right?
I can't think of anything. That's why I said it was a dumb idea.
Yeah.
I don't have anything I'm upset with or about.
I did hear this morning it was going to be sunny, and it's not. So.
Shut up. I told you. Afternoon sunshine. All right. 864-241-4318. Here's cut one, the FOF line.
Yeah, stupid bastard. If you're driving along and you look up and behind you is a line of cars that you don't see the end of and there's no one in front of you, you're the damn problem. Park it. At least till they go by. Get the out of my way.
Park it! What do you do when you come up on a line of cars and it breaks down?
Park it!
Okay.
Good to know.
Hey, pal! Park it!
Man, I saw a bit of beautiful Piedmont the other day.
Yeah.
Talking about some Piedmont brilliance. I was starting to wonder why we were only going 20 miles an hour up 86 behind some tow trucks and all kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
Well, that was just part of it. I guess they were looking for where to turn, so they were going real slow. But then I get up the road a piece further, and traffic had to stop again because there's three dudes pushing an expedition out of the road.
Oh, but oh wow, that's heavy.
When they got it to the driveway, it was on a downslope, so it ran away from them. So the dude who was pushing outside the driver's door, he wasn't sitting there letting the other guys push. He was helping push.
Yeah.
But when it hit that downslope, big heavy thing got away from him. So he goes sprinting after it, having to hop in and hit the brakes before it ran into the house.
Well, he would have been screwed.
Oh, I laughed.
Yeah.
He got it stopped, though. It was fine. It was just funny to watch.
Shout out to the people of Piedmont. 864-241-4318. That's 864-241-4318. Here's cut two, FOF line.
Do you ever work with an ass just brings you down?
Yes.
Well, I do. She's a real bitch. Every day there's something wrong. And it's always her. That ass. I wish she dropped dead. I don't know what her problem is. She keeps with me like she's my damn boss. That piece of low life mother. That's why she ain't got a damn husband. She needs to get a damn wife.
My God, man. Oh, man.
Where's he from?
Wow. That was some fire right there.
It's so coldly matter of fact about it all.
The words, like, not even because it's a woman that he's talking about, but the piss and vinegar in his voice about her, man.
This boss lady I got won't get out of the way, thinking she's my boss, but she ain't my boss, so she's just in the way.
Stupid sack of blank. Oh, my God.
Bag of blanks.
Man, I never, in traffic and stuff, I have a very strict code that I don't wish people dead. I wish them to ride off the road and total their car, but not for them to circle. I actually say that. I say, I hope you ride off the side of the road and total your car, but don't get hurt. That's how I say it.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I want them to feel some kind of pain in the pocketbook at least. You drive like hell if the officers don't catch you. Fate should. Or the universe or whatever you believe.
That's worse than wishing them dead.
No, it ain't done it.
Yeah, you just want to cripple them financially.
That's attracting negative energy to yourself by wishing bad
things. Well, if I say bless you as you're driving all over the road like hell, then they're going to get blessed by the universe or God or Buddha or whoever. And then it continues forever. The rampage of driving like hell. 864-241-4318. It's the FOF line.
Yeah, this is a big off for you son of a bitches that's driving around with the Carolina SWAT. Your truck looks stupid. It's not cool. Please stop. If you can't afford the other half of your lift kit, don't put it on because it looks like your truck or SUV is itself. Thanks and have a great day. Matt Man.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Matt.
Thank you.
I appreciate
you. Thank.
Oh, of course he did.
I mean, to me, it looks like, I'll tell you what it looks like. It looks like a G-Wagon and a Hummer had a baby. It's just an odd-looking vehicle. I can't tell if you're there to, like, when we lived at Poe Mill, we had an oil drum outside. It was a literal oil drum. And I remember the guy with the oil truck that would come and put oil in our oil tank.
Yeah.
God, that's crazy to think we used to have an oil tank. Yeah. But that's what the way they looked. Or like a Brinks truck.
Thanks to that, yeah.
You know what they were talking about with the SWAT trucks?
I think it's about the squat.
Or squat trucks, I mean?
The trucks that are lowered in the back but not in the front, usually.
I'm thinking SWAT trucks then.
Yeah, I think he's talking about the squatted trucks, the ones that they're lowered in. Usually, they're lowered in the back.
I thought that was just hydraulics where they just drop them.
No, this is different. This is a truck that just looks like that.
Well, that is stupid. I agree with that.
Yeah, I didn't know what that was, but when I heard the words, if your truck, I'm like, this is going to get a bunch back.
It goes with the tires that stick out so far from the sides of the trucks you can't possibly park it in most parking lots.
Yeah.
Oh, curb feelers.
No, it's just tires sticking way out.
Man, when I've seen those trucks, I've all the time thought they had hydraulics, and they were just like, you know how Ice Cube would drive around in a 6.4, and he would have it lowered in the front or vice versa? I never knew that. I always see a truck in TR that has ground effects on the insides of the rims, so it glows off. It's very odd looking, but also kind of cool. I could never pull it off, but anyway. 864-241-4318.
Hey, ex-girlfriend, which will remain unnamed. I just want to let you know, I hope you hear this, and I just want to let you know that I just left the strip club after spending $200 on lap dances. I had a great time without you, because whenever you go with me, it's always, I have to take care of you like I'm your dad. So, it's great to know that you're having so much fun. Well, guess what? I can have fun too, bitch. Bye.
Oh.
They'll get back together.
They won't.
$200 worth?
What is the going rate of a lap dance? I honest to God don't know. It's inflation caught that, or is it like gas prices and it's cheaper?
Well, if you get the on the BOGO special, I think it's $20 for two.
I got a coupon for that, Matthew.
You want to go to Booby Bar?
Free buffet.
So if it isn't like deal time when the DJ comes out on stage and starts talking about it,
yeah,
and then all the ladies parade around trying to find a dude to dance for,
mm-hmm.
Probably $20 a piece, so it'd be 10 songs worth.
I got a coupon to Bo Obie's if you want to go with me.
That's based on me going to those places. So, I mean, that's been what, 5-6 years ago.
Yeah.
You like ribs, Matthew?
I want to go back. I haven't been in a while.
I imagine the prices are still about the same as they were 5 or 6 years ago.
But he was saying that he didn't enjoy going to a strip club with his ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
I mean, I could see that. Like, that's for her. If you're a guy and you take your girl to a strip club, that's her moment. I mean, it really is. I mean, I'm not saying you can't sit there and, like, get yours, but, like, that's her. I mean, right? That's for her. You sit back and enjoy her getting it, the work done and grinded on and everything. Face squatted and stuff. All that.
Yeah, I guess it could be for both.
Yeah.
No, if you're into it's for it. Her. If she agreed to go. If you got one that's cool with going, it's for her. 864. Call in about that. 864-241-4318. It is the FOF line.
Yeah, this is for the mother who is driving down Highway 9 on a damn bicycle without anything on her. You're wearing black clothes in the middle of 4 o'clock in the damn morning trying to make it. I know you're trying to make it to work or whatever you're trying to do, but God, put a damn blinky light on or something. All right, a strobe light on your helmet, something. All right, let's put them little colored on your bicycle rim, whatever the I don't care. But I'm driving a damn semi, and you need to get out of the way before I run your ass over. Love you, Rise Guys.
Thank you.
Put a blinky light on.
You know, it's kind of, I mean, most tennis shoes now, I think, reflect the light, you know?
Yeah, it seems like a lot like of
money. I mean, when I come to work in the morning, obviously it's dark and there's people walking and bicycles and stuff. And mm-hmm. I feel like everybody's clothes now kind of reflect light a little bit.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah.
When I was in Nashville, I was riding one of them bird scooters. And Kaylin pointed out to me that I was wearing all black going down the road with no lights on. Imagine me.
Yeah.
This is when I didn't get shot. People thought, oh, my God, look at that Yeti driving down the road. That big Bigfoot on a scooter. Let's shoot him. Kid Rock.
Old Bob.
To Yeti's drive.
There's a bunch of people texting in right now that the ex-girlfriend lap dance call was a lady on the phone. Can we listen to just a little bit of that again? Do you still have that up?
Was that the last one?
The one before the very last one,
I think. About the strip club with the, guess what? Yeah. I had better time without you. Yeah. $200.
It's got to go back here.
No, thank you. Just
hey, ex-girlfriend. Which will remain unnamed. I just want to let you know, I hope you hear this, and I just want to let you know that I just left the strip club after spending $200 on lap dances. I had a great time without you, because whenever you go with me, it's always, I have to take care of you like I'm your dad. So, I just want to let, I mean, it's great to know that you're having so much fun. Well, guess what? I can have fun too, bitch. Bye.
How do you, I mean,
I don't
know. Sound like a dude to me more so.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Who texts that?
Probably somebody said, oh, you don't know how that person identifies.
They.
Well, I know. How do you know that? Why'd you say that then? 864-241-4318 is the FOF line. This is our top three of the week. Here we go.
Yeah, this is to the bitch that works at the front desk for one of the doctor's offices around in Spartanburg. I don't know what it is with all you guys that work with... But the fact that all y'all got f***ing attitudes for no reason, I mean, if you hate your job that damn bad, go somewhere else. Don't take it out on the f***ing people walking in just to be seen by the damn doctor. I mean, the hell's the reason for the attitude? Did you wake up on the wrong side of the bed? Did you not get laid yesterday? Did somebody ride your ass all the way to work? Maybe somebody needs to ride your ass so you'll be in a better f***ing mood. Ooh. Love your eyes, guys.
I love the tag. I love when it's just, it brings it back down. You know, they're all pissed. Love your eyes, guys. I love that. Oh, man. Well, you got to realize, too, they don't want to be there. You're at a doctor's office, and I'm not taking that for the person, but generally speaking, except us, maybe a lot of people don't want to be at the jobs they're at. And we're all just playing that game. Oh, hey, so glad you came in today. You know they ain't that excited to see you. But we all just play that game of, you know what? They're probably not having a good day. They're at the doctor. I'm at my job. I don't want to be here either. But let's all just be nicer to each other. But if that happened, we'd have no more FOF line.
Mm-hmm. Right. If people knew how to act, we wouldn't need the FOF line.
If Atlantis really existed, there would be no FOF line.
I wish you could hear it uncut. She goes, I mean blank.
I mean blank. Well, you can hear it. Later on today, you'll get the uncensored FOF line.
Yes, you sure will.
864-241-4318, our top two of the week.
I have a problem with these people that get these high up management positions, and then when they come to work, they don't even do half the that they're supposed to do. Also, you get paid for a certain amount of hours. You're expected to work those hours. If you don't come in, you don't work those hours, then you don't have a right to bitch about your paycheck. Oh, but if your paycheck's short, oh, your nerves are tore up. I got to go to the doctor. My nerves are bad. I don't know how I'm going to pay my bills. Well, come to work, do your job, and maybe you'll have the money to pay your bills. If I get told one more time that I am in line for the next promotion, for the next higher up position, I'm going to punch somebody in the throat, and they're going to need to be in line to get their teeth fixed. I am so tired of holding this place down by myself and everybody else gets the f***ing recognition for it. This they need to hurry up and do something or they're going to be running this bitch by themselves. Thank you, Rise Guys. Ticklet.
Was that Paige changing her voice?
Yeah. Well, she did say something about she's going to awkwardly. The way the mechanics of punch them in the throat and then their teeth. Yeah,
I thought about that, too. Here's what I think what she meant. She was going to punch their teeth down their throat, then punch them in the throat.
Whoa.
So they'd have to get their teeth fixed.
Oh,
I thought about the logistics of that also.
It was, yeah, it didn't quite add up to me.
For the Carolina squat trucks, people are texting in, just because you have to squat to pee doesn't mean your truck has to.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. No.
Apparently that's one of the funny memes going around. All right. You're right, though, Fat Boy. You talk about trucks. Mm. Oh, boy. That's like talking about politics. It really is.
Oh, yeah. This one's kind of like a PSA. This one's a little lengthy, but I guess it applies, you know.
When you say lengthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
864-241-4318. This is the FOF line.
Hey, what's up, Rise Guys? Calling Matt, man, you was talking about the whole service dog thing. Well, I've got one. You guys have met him. This is for the motherfucker that comes up to my dog and wants to like just reach down and just grab him without even asking me, you dude, and you know, and giving my dogs treats. Please stop. People just come up and want to just give him a treat and he becomes his best friend, you dude. Stop. And then there's two people that do it and it drives me absolutely insane. And speaking on the petting part, I don't mind you petting my dog. He helps out a whole lot of people. He helps out a hell of a lot of people. But don't come up to him and be like, you know, he's your best friend. You've never met him before. And get in his face. And God dang, he licks you in the face. Oh, you, man, that's just it's stupid. And we were at a place. This dude wanted to, like, give me a hard time about, you know, my service dog. And I just want to say a really shout out you to that guy. Because the next time you come up and you say something to me, we'll break your face. You, what you stand for, whatever. Love you, Rise Guys.
I always wait for it to the end. Yeah. It's always like the onion ring down in the bottom of the French fry.
A nice love you, Rise Guys.
Love you, Rise Guys.
Yeah, just tag it with that.
I think I know who that is, and that's exactly if that's who I think it is. That's who I was referencing. If I always ask now, and now being again a puppy owner with Bear, my golden doodle, I see the thing about the treat offering because think about it like this. What if that was your baby and a stranger walked up and handed your baby a piece of candy?
You don't want that.
No.
I mean, like, do you think about that? Because Bear's my baby. I hold him like a baby. I want a picture of me wearing, like, an all-white suit holding that dog.
Aww.
Staring off at the sun. Yeah. And Rusty can be there, too.
You have to stop.
He's the older child now, Paige. He's suffering the way I had to suffer, okay? All right. There is a little PSA to that, though. I was totally like, when you know what it is? It's the abuse of service dog. And, you know, so many people are guilty of it. Because we heard that there are people at Jockey Lot selling the service dog jackets. And that ain't right to the people who really need them and serve a purpose, really.
Well, we live in a place where everybody's trying to exploit a loophole in the system to try to get one over on nobody in particular.
Yeah.
That's a loophole part of the problem with that.
Well, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. 864-241-4318. That is the, or was, the FOF line. We'll take a break. More Rise Guys right after this.
Now back to Matt, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 8:35. By the way, put this on your calendars and smoke it. Next Thursday.
Next Thursday is a big day for us.
We'll be out at Grill Marks Haywood Mall.
Absolutely. We will be at Grill Marks Haywood Mall next Thursday.
6 to 8, 5 to 7.
I believe it's 6 to 8.
6 to 8.
I'm going to double check that so we give correct information about it.
Yeah. Come out, and if you haven't yet, we'll be there pouring Rise Guys P1 Pilsner.
Yes, we will.
You'll be able to pick up some of the new merch.
It is 6 to 8.
6 to 8.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't say swag anymore. I'm not going to say swag. I'm just going to call it merch. I'm not even going to say gear.
Oh, come on. Use gear.
No, that's not popular. Gear, or it's merch, or it's shirts, it's hats, it's...
Tchotchkes.
It's not that. It's stuff. I mean, it's merch.
Yeah.
I think people know what merch means.
Yeah.
People in rock bands and wrestlers do. Gimmick tables. Yeah. That's what it means. Gimmick tables for the Worker Brothers out there.
We'll have gimmicks out there.
By the way...
We'll have merch. We'll have shirts and glasses and stickers and koozies and stuff.
Yeah.
We'll have those things and other stuff as well.
All right. So this has already been obviously vetoed and not even like a possibility. So that's why it can be talked about. So we'll do pigskin picks later. Just two games this week as we do pigskin playoffs. But this is all ultimately going to lead, as you know, to the super pigskin punishment.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about this yesterday. This was in the orifice, or the office, excuse me. And Fatboy knew when he, not even like he was pitching an idea, but it was just kind of a verbal thought that he had. He says, I know that management would not ever allow it.
Then I said, I'm still going to fight for it.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
You said you would still fight for it?
Oh, yeah.
You would sign off on any of the, you know, they could remove themselves from it legally and all that?
I'm going to try.
Paige, listen to this. You. Obviously, Nine knows about it, but Fatboy said, you know what? If I lost, I wouldn't be against getting ran over by a car.
What?
And then you stopped yourself and said at a certain speed, and you put certain little, discrepancies to it, but you still said you wouldn't mind getting hit by a car.
Well, yeah, it was more getting hit by a car than run over. Because run over, I think, is a little more extreme than
I'm thinking of the 7 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
Hit with a vehicle.
Yeah. Man, it's. I always wondered. Like, I've been in a wreck, but it wasn't really high impact.
Yeah.
I was in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it hurts if you get hit by a car, but, like, what does it feel like? Like, when you get shot, we've had that before. Like, you've been shot. How does that feel? I guess most people said it burns, you know, more than anything at first.
Searing, burning pain.
Yeah. So what does it feel like to get hit by a car? Or, you know, maybe somebody ran over your foot. It's not obviously at a high rate of speed because you wouldn't live through it. And it's going to hurt, but what kind of pain is it?
I bet it hurts pretty good.
The hell is wrong with you?
Is it like a lingering pain? Is it a bone break?
Are you watching like traffic accident porn now or something? Like what kind of mind thinks? What does it feel like?
Compared to the stuff we've done before, it ain't that far.
It wasn't. What does it feel like? You're like, I wouldn't mind feeling what it felt like to get hit by a car for punishment, not just for, you know, it's some kind of hobby or some kind of pastime. But if I lost, he says this, Fatboy's words, if I lost the super pigskin punishment, I wouldn't be against getting hit by a car. Now, what was the mileage the miles per hour you put on that, Fat Boy? This explanation is great.
you'd have to maybe 10 tops. But then again, that's not something you can gauge without going out and seeing it. Because you can't gauge speed if you drive a car because you're in it. Mm-hmm. You don't see it. You have to watch and see how fast it actually is.
We could get a crash test dummy and put it out there and hit it. Or we want to replicate you, so we'd take two crash test dummies and we'd put them out there. And then we'd let the car hit it at various speeds just to see how it reacts. But no, you want to feel it.
You have to measure the distance, too. Yeah, I mean, just what does it feel like?
When you would, let's say that this happened, and it's not going to happen. I don't want to get laughed
at. You don't decide!
I'm not. I know that we'd be laughed out of the building. I know if it went up the road, Ballasinwood would laugh us out of the company.
Yeah,
they would. They'd be like,
yeah, who knows?
These rednecks down here are trying to run over each other with cars. Did you hear this one, Brandon?
I don't think they'd find it funny, really. They'd take that all serious and stuff.
They can't do anything anymore.
Well, no, that's what I'm like. They would laugh at the fact we thought that that would be an actual option.
Maybe, yeah.
The fat boy wants to know what it feels like to get hit by a car. Now, when you were struck, if you were struck by the car, would you do that thing they do in movies where you jump onto the hood and roll over, or would you just stand there and take the hit?
I don't know.
Oh, goodness.
It would have to roll you over, right? The momentum would have to carry you across the hood. So I can't say, you know, for sure that I would or would not do it.
From there, would you go to, like, getting hit by a bus? Maybe a train?
Please.
You take the first one, right, and see how it feels.
You're start like, with a pontoon. A full-speed pontoon doesn't go over, like, six.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, man.
What about a John boat that someone's rowing really hard?
Wait, how fast are you talking about the car going here?
Again, you'd have to watch and kind of measure it by the eye first, but I'm guessing 10 tops, if you go anything above that. Because a low speed limit is 35, which is obviously too fast, but that's really fast if you watch a car go 35 miles per hour down the road.
Yeah.
I could take a 5.
Think so?
Is it hitting me like, am I standing there taking it front of the grill, dead on in the center, or am I taking it like at a headlight? And again, knowing that it's coming, unless you like had me like strapped down with like my feet, I would jump onto the hood and roll over.
Unless, you know, that's going to, A, be, you know, harder to do, or B, cause you more damage. I don't see. That's the thing. If you know it's coming, you kind of get to decide. How do you want to hit? I'm guessing from the side probably be the less painful.
Paige says she wanted to know what it felt like to be thrown down a well.
Sure I did.
I mean, yeah, but you see the, like, who thinks that?
Fat boy, I've been hit by a jet ski.
What?
And it broke my leg, and it hurt beyond belief. So what you can do, you can get on a chair, throw yourself.
Who threw it at you, first of
no,
all?
No, somebody just crashed into me.
Oh, I see.
And so I was hit.
Is it Dave Matthews?
No, I was hit by the jet ski, and I don't know if that broke my leg or the impact of me going into the water. So what you should do is you get on a chair and throw yourself to the ground and see how that feels.
Don't give him ideas.
Were you on a jet ski, too?
Yes.
So was your leg kind of pinned in between the two?
No, I was knocked to the. I was knocked into the water.
Yeah. Thank God for your God-made flotation devices. He would have drowned.
So.
I never heard that.
How's that lady not drowning? Look.
So what's it feel like when you break the leg right then?
Well, because when I got up on the boat, when I tried to walk, I almost fainted. So that's how it felt. It hurt so bad.
Okay. Fat boy wants to know what it feels like to get into a giant blender.
Yeah,
if anybody can describe that to him. He wants to know what it feels like.
And if you want to break your pelvis, go for it. See how it feels. That should be a good recuperation.
Paige is encouraging this. This is insane.
You'll be in traction in the hospital for a while. You know why not?
That's true. I mean, you got to think
six
about
6 months.
You got to think about like, would you get hit by a boulder going 10 miles per hour? Because that's kind of the same thing as getting hit by a car. I mean, it's like even. Even my car is not very large, but it still weighs right at 3,000 pounds.
If you get hit by the boulder, though, can you try to outrun it like Indy did? Or do you have to, like, just take the boulder? There's a lot of variables with this page. I'm looking for the Magna Carta or whatever it was. Holy Grail.
I mean, the point of the whole thing is, what is the feeling? Is it an instant shock? Is
start
it an
running.
Instant pain?
Start running. There it comes. No, I know what you're saying. I've often sat here and said, what is it? What would it be like to be eaten by an alligator?
Yeah. Let's try it. I'll throw you in a lake.
What would it be like to be quartered by a horse in Russia?
Oh, please.
Much faces of death 3. You're weird, man.
You want to be hit by a car.
I wonder what it's like to have to wipe Bernie Sanders.
What? Just, you know, it was
you
say,
it's something else Fatboy wants to find out about firsthand?
He wants to find out about it. What is it like to eat battery acid cupcakes? I wonder.
Nom-noms.
See, I thought the deviancy just stopped with, like, sexual stuff, but it doesn't, man. I think, let me see your arms. All right, he's fine. Man, you ever burn yourself with a lighter?
What is wrong with you people?
Like, for fun.
Yeah, mean. Just like you walk, you know. Like, your buddies never walked up beside you when you wasn't looking and lit your arm hair on fire?
No.
Oh, wow. You didn't have good friends. That smell? Oh, man. Yeah. All right. Hey, man, it's your life. Do what you want to do. I'm not telling you. It's just, it sounds very dark and demented.
I was just, you know, something for just like a real quick kind of, what's that like?
Not a 12 mile per hour car, though, just 10 or less.
We'll have to get out there and see.
Matt, you're a moron if you think you can take a 5 mile per hour. I mean, I don't want to try it and see. I'm just telling you, I think I could take 5 or less.
I don't know, man. If you're standing still and it's moving, that kind of amplifies the impact. Plus, again, it'd be like a boulder running into you at 5 miles per hour.
It's a smart car, then.
It probably would hurt still, like bad.
You think?
It's a Mini Cooper.
Never know.
All right. Oh, yeah. We'll take a break here. We'll do some phones. I mean, yeah, okay. 1-800-774-0093. We'll do some open phones. 1-800-774-0093. Your calls. Us talking right after this.
Rock at Work. A 93-minute Rock Block begins at 10 this morning. Now, more of the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 Planet Rocks.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is friggin' Friday. FOF Friday. 864-241-4318 for the FOF line. Right now, though, we're doing some phones, open phones. That number to call, 1-800-774-0093. Anything you want to talk about. Although, I swallowed my tongue almost.
A little bit.
Fatboy has a fascination with knowing what it feels like to get hit by a car.
Yes, I guess it's like when somebody wants to go skydiving and see how that feels, what that rush is like. What kind of pain / rush is getting hit by a car? Obviously, you're not getting, you know, clobbered at 80 miles per hour.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. With that, though, you're hoping to God that parachute works and you're just going to slide in, although some videos show people like this. You think you're going to just slide into the earth and start running and make it, and people just hit the ground and fall. I mean, some of those are fun to watch. Although YouTube's probably going to ban them.
That's a different sensation, though. That's an adrenaline rush. Are you going to get that off getting hit by a car? That's kind of kinky.
Could you?
I don't know.
I mean, could be a combination of the two. I don't know.
Fear.
Somebody run over me, so I'll know.
He also said he wondered what it would be like to be Hillary Clinton's shower drain after she shaves. What is up with you,
man?
You're
weird. I thought that list was
secret.
So odd.
I thought it walked off.
1-800-774-0093. Let's go to Inman and talk to P1 Package Man. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Rise Guys.
Long time, P1. Good to hear from you, sir.
Yes, it is. I'm a little miffed at good old Fat Boy there about wanting to sit there and get hit by a car.
Yeah.
I mean, I was a victim of a hit and run back in 2003. It's not a good feeling.
Thank you.
Oh, what happened?
To be honest, I'm not even quite sure. They hit me from behind, and I was laying in the middle of a T-intersection, completely blacked out.
You were not in a vehicle, though, right? You were walking across the road or something?
No, I was on a bike. I was on a 21 speed, and I was just sitting there riding in my bike lane, and somebody hit me from behind. I mean, I rolled and skid on pavement for apparently about 30 feet. I have a steel plate and 10 screws in my arm for the rest of my life from this. You know, it's not a good feeling.
Did they ever find out who did it?
Nope.
Oh. Yeah, I don't want to get hit like that, though.
He wants to get hit forward only at 10 or less.
I've been shot. I've even skydived. I mean, come on. Take your choice.
Skydive. Which one was, obviously getting hit on the bicycle was the worst, I guess. Have you ever ran with the Bulls?
No, I've not ran with the Bulls.
Yeah. Me neither.
I do tell you.
Although Scotty Wren and I go out and run. Pippin.
I tell you what, Fat Boy, we'll make this easier on you. Why don't you just stand out in the parking lot and get pelted with either paintballs or airsoft pellets?
We've done that, though.
Yeah, we've done that. We did paintball target on his back and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I mean, we're not even
so great to watch.
Well, wouldn't you like? Have you seen any surveillance of you getting hit? Someone's asking that because of all the cameras. Was there no way to get a tag, or was there cameras around where you were? No. Yeah, it sucks.
No. This was out in the mountains of North Carolina.
God.
Oh.
Wow.
Plus, it was 2003 too, right? So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you ride bicycles anymore? I'd be scared to death. Get on.
No.
No.
No, I don't ride a bike. I don't even ride a motorcycle anymore.
Yeah. Now, how were you shot? I have to ask that before we close out your
call. I was over in Kosovo.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Thank you. Was it service? Were you ever there?
Yes.
Thank you for your service. Yeah. Thank you.
He's on vacation and took
I wanted to make sure. You know.
Yeah, make sure.
Thank you, package man. Have a good morning, sir.
Y'all too.
What if he was working for the other side? He was working for Kosovo. You know, we thought thanked him for his service.
Yeah.
He'd be like, well, you shouldn't. I was working for the other team.
I still think Fatboy should reconsider this based on if it were a 3,000-pound boulder rolling into him at 10 miles per hour. That would suck real bad.
Well, I mean, that's...
If the boulder was on wheels, though, and wasn't round and had, like, a hood ornament on it, then would it be different? No, he's right.
Like, the boulder's going to carry the momentum. Like, the car's going to stop, and I'm going to have to absorb the shock. And
car's going to stop if you hit the brakes at the right moment, yeah.
Ain't going to stop the boulder either way. You can't.
You ain't going to stop the car.
I'm going to stop it and take the bump.
No, your body cannot stop 3,000 pounds rolling at 10 miles per hour on wheels, dude.
Who would have more skid marks, the car or Fatboy?
You're not a tree, dude.
You can't stop a boulder, but somebody's in the car that's going to stop on the impact.
They're going to hit the brakes, yeah.
Yeah.
Are y'all doing like...
I don't know.
Point, counterpoint on getting hit by a car at 10 miles per hour?
I thought Fatboy was saying that like, if the car rolled into his body would stop the car. And I'm like, no, it weighs 3,000 pounds at least.
Yes. You're right.
It could hit him.
It would flatten you at 10 miles per hour.
And run him over.
But again, if he took the shot, this could go on forever, but if he took the shot, it would knock him over and he would fall, and the car would roll over him.
Yes.
But if it came at him and he could, like I said, jump up and do that gimmick where you roll over the hood. I could do that at five or less. I think so.
And would Fatboy fit under the car?
No! It'd have to be Bigfoot, Paige. Same with me. It'd have to be like a Gravedigger to cover me. I'm making a fat joke about me too, Fatboy. All right. We'll take a little brief. Oh, hold on. Rob Inario, yes, has hit ran with the Bulls. He just sent me a text.
That's right, yes.
But have you been hit by a car, though, Rob? Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll take a little break. Rise, guys. Friday. It is good.
Relevant local talk. It's not a national show.
Lies, local, and proud.
Really local, really good.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.